AJ Styles, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, and Shinsuke Nakamura will all be in the WWE at different times and in different places. But the most important thing is that, like the Wyatt family, they are here. But unlike the Wyatt family, they will be cool. A lot cooler. And that's not to say that the Wyatt family isn't cool. That's just to say that these guys are in a different boat. AJ Styles is probably the best wrestler to never wrestle in the WWE in terms of this generation. Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows are bruisers that will make a wonderful tag team in a really crappy tag team division, or are solid singles performers as well. It allows for a possible Bullet Club reunion in the WWE. I mean, who would have thought that? Especially with Finn Balor in NXT as a champion. And Nakamura is probably one of the most intriguing performers in all of New Japan. He's currently, I think he's the IWGP Intercontinental Champion. He's awesome. He's a strike machine. He's really, like, weird. He's like something out of a Neo Geo fighting game. His movements, his faces, he's just a ton of fun to watch. He's all about these crazy kicks and knees. I'm not sure about how much the WWE is going to tone him down. I'm really not sure about what the WWE is going to do to AJ Styles' moveset. There's a ton of questions. They could totally ruin it if they think too much about this. But bottom line is, like, the in-ring product of NXT is already awesome. And it appears that Gallows and Anderson are going to be, at least in NXT to start, and from what's been floating around the internet, Nakamura and Styles have signed WWE deals. So this opens up the floodgates with all of these injuries to Randy Orton, to Cesaro. The WWE is desperate for some fresh new matches. I mean, Mark Henry and Jack Swagger were tagging up a couple of days ago. Like, who wants to see that? So while there's a lot of guys in NXT that deserve a call-up, it'd be really cool to see AJ Styles and the rest of these guys in the Royal Rumble getting into storylines, getting some promo time. It can be a lot of fun. As far as New Japan goes, I mean, you kind of just lost your most important faction. In a way, even though Kenny Omega becoming the leader of the Bullet Club is pretty damn cool. But losing a guy like Nakamura hurts because he was there from the beginning. They made him. It's also interesting to say, the very least, that WWE complains all the time that their roster was raided, and that's what kind of led to the Monday Night Wars and things like that. Well, you just kind of raided New Japan's roster and took four amazing performers there. Even though, I mean, Doc Gallows was in WWE before, but they didn't use him properly. Things are definitely going to get spicy from here out, and to say that this starts the new year off with a bang for professional wrestling is an understatement. This is probably one of the coolest things to happen in a very long time. And with the road to WrestleMania, you know, just a few weeks away at Royal Rumble, this is probably one of the best things to happen to the WWE in a really long time.